Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. As the bill to establish an Office of Inspector General continues moving through the House, some lawmakers have floated an estimated cost of about $15 million. Governor Walz has pushed back on concerns about the price, saying that creating an office with this level of responsibility isn't something you can do on the cheap.
All I care about is everything we do, if it reduces fraud and smooths legitimate payments to people who need it, because I will never back off of, we're not stopping these programs that improve people's lives, but we have to strike that proper balance.
Leaders are confident the OIG bill will pass this session and be signed by the governor. It's already passed the Senate. Le Sueur County Sheriff's officials responded to a field fire Tuesday afternoon in Sharon Township in south central Minnesota. First responders found a 67-year-old man with severe burns to his lower legs. He was treated at the scene and airlifted to Hennepin County Medical Center. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Earth Day events are going on today in Minnesota and across the world to raise awareness about the environment. St. Olaf College professor Kiara Jorgensen says the first Earth Day in the U.S. was on April 22, 1970.
Most would regard it as one of the nation's most effective grassroots efforts yet today. It was wildly successful. There were over 20 million people gathered across the United States in cities protesting all sorts of environmental degradation that was taking place.
Jorgensen says St. Olaf students in Northfield were among the young adults at more than 2,000 colleges and universities who participated 56 years ago. A GoFundMe campaign has been launched to support the family of a Minnesota Army National Guard soldier who died in a rollover crash last Friday in St. Joseph. Authorities say 22-year-old Cody Strong died at the scene. In other headlines, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon is bringing Minnesota companies and communities together in Arden Hills Thursday to boost support for veterans, service members, and their families. MNN's Brent Palm has more.
Minnesota National Guard Brigadier General Joseph Sharkey will speak at the event, emphasizing the importance of connection and community support for military readiness and well-being. The Craving Connections Workshop features presentations, networking, and breakout sessions on deployment support, translating military experience to the workplace, and building community networks. Beyond the Yellow Ribbon includes 90 companies and 50 community networks in Minnesota.
Minnesota hunters saw a strong season in 2025, harvesting nearly 187,000 deer, according to the DNR. The total marks a notable increase from 2024, continuing an upward trend driven by favorable conditions and steady hunter participation. This is MNN.